This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
Wisconsin faces a shortage of certified nurse assistants, and that's expected to get worse as the state population continues to age.
One of our next guests came up with an idea to solve that problem, to train seniors to take on the role, and her idea is about to become a reality.
Here with us now are Nora Hurdle. She's a reporter at the USA Today Network Wisconsin. Nora, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Also with us, Jean Bergener, founder of Senior CNA Academy. Jean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Nora, first of all, what's the extent of this shortage of certified nursing assistants here in the state?
Well, I went to a meeting last year at North Central Technical College with administrators from nursing homes and care facilities throughout the region, and they were all trying to brainstorm ways to get more CNAs in the door. They were all complaining that they were understaffed by two or three positions. So everyone is feeling the pinch, at least in central Wisconsin. And I know there's also shortages of RNs as well.
And why is there this shortage? Do we know why there's this gap?
Well, it's not an easy job. The CNAs, They do frontline care, so they are there to help people eat, help people use the bathroom, get people dressed in the morning. These are older people or people who have medical needs, but it's not very glamorous work, as you can imagine, and it's also not paid very well. The pay range, I believe, is between $11 and $14. That's average. So people can get better-paying jobs at McDonald's and Walmart. Those retail and restaurant jobs are starting to pay more, and CNA folks that need CNAs, they can't compete with those wages.
And I've for a lot of occupations in the state, there's a concern that baby boomers are aging, leaving those professions, and this is a job where those aging baby boomers are going to need more of these CNAs. Is that part of the problem, Nora?
Yeah, and also a lot of a CNA job is kind of a stepping stone. A lot of people that become nurses or physician assistants will start as a CNA. Not a lot of people work a whole career as a CNA. I mean, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's a huge core of people that do, and some of them work, past retirement age. But yes, some of them are retiring, and a lot of them kind of graduate out of that position.
Let's bring Jean Bergener in on this, trying to come up with a solution. First of all, Jean, what's your path to trying to come up with a solution to this CNA shortage? How did you arrive on the scene and try to come up with something?
Well, my background is in healthcare, so I too, as an administrator in healthcare systems, recognize the need for having a good number of certified nursing assistants. And when I retired from my career in healthcare, you start to look at and decide how can you help to solve some of the problems. And the problem with the CNA shortage that we have is where are there good quality people that we might begin to say, this is an opportunity for you. And with that, I started to think about what about seniors in Wisconsin? We're very capable. We're very compassionate. We probably have cared for parents. We could maybe look at meeting that shortage.
And Jean, Nora gave us a couple of sample job duties of these CNAs, the things they do on a day-in, day-out basis. How much do we rely on them in our healthcare system, especially, as Nora mentioned, for caring for aging people with special needs?
In most of the post-acute care system, health systems, nursing homes, home health, hospice, we do use a great number of certified nursing assistants. And it's to meet the basic daily needs, bathing, grooming, going to the bathroom, dining. So we use a large number of certified nursing assistants.
So, and if they're doing these things, then the nurses, the physician's assistants, the doctors themselves maybe are spending more of their time doing the more directly medical sort of tasks. Is that right?
Well, exactly. They're doing the assessments on what the patient's needs will be and then doing all of the necessary documentation and executing a plan of care for that patient.
We're talking to Jean Bergener. She's founder of the Senior CNA Academy. We'll get into that in just a moment. And also with us, Nora Hurdle from the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, talking about a shortage of certified nursing assistants here in the state and what people are trying to do about it. You can join in, by the way, if you're involved in healthcare. You've seen this shortage firsthand. Call 800-642-1234. So, Jean, let's talk about the Senior CNA Academy. You mentioned, hey, we've got this pool of potential nursing assistants out there, our seniors. So what are you trying to do to get them the training, the skills they need to get them into these jobs?
Well, to pilot this program, it was really necessary to begin the discussions with an education source, and that is in WASA, that's North Central Technical College, who does all of the certified nursing assistant training for our area. So I met with North Central and said, what do you think of this idea? And after, conversation, we thought this could possibly work. And again, the expectation is that maybe the senior would work one day a week, 2 days a week. We're not necessarily expecting a senior to work full time. And then it was to look for a pilot site where we could do the training and where we could actually put senior CNAs in place. And our pilot facility is Pinecrest Nursing Home, a facility owned by Lincoln County. And they were very receptive to the idea, especially because they have had in the past their own CNAs who have grown older and close to retirement and actually stay on and work part-time or casual status for the facility. So they thought this would work. To have more would be better.
And are you finding people, are you finding recruits out there, people who want to sign up and go through the program?
We have an initial class that will be starting the end of February. So, yes, we're hoping with getting the information out, and we thank you for getting the information to the public. This is something that most people would not be saying, this is what I'm going to do. But it's the aha moment when you hear of the potential. And again, because so many of us already know what it is like to care for a parent.
And Nora, you wrote about this and other efforts to deal with a CNA shortage. What other kind of things are we seeing communities try to do? Seniors here, how about recruiting new people into the profession?
I mentioned in my story that there's a high school in the Green Bay area that's starting to offer training for seniors to move right into a CNA position as soon as they graduate. I believe you can work as a CNA as young as 16, but you can't use a Hoyer lift, which is what a lot of CNAs need to use to move people around who are immobile. So I think a lot of places don't really want to hire folks under 18, but training kids in high school gives them a leg up that they can jump into one of those positions as soon as they're done with their degree.
We're going to bring in a caller now at 800-642-1234. We've got Deborah on the line in Eau Claire. Deborah, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to bring up, Deborah?
Well, I was listening to your program, and it just occurred to me, my niece is actually going on to nursing school, and she's been trying for well over a year to get into a CNA program down in her area, and they take so few students that she's had such a hard time even getting into a program. So she actually is now in nursing school at Oshkosh, which they require them to have a CRNA to get into the program. Hmm. She's going to be coming to Eau Claire because we actually have more CNA programs available in this area and staying with us just to try and get her CNA.
Deborah, thanks a lot for that call. That's interesting. First of all, Nora, in your reporting, did you encounter concerns about that the CNA programs that are out there are taking in a limited and presumably then graduating a limited number of future CNAs?
Well, I've heard from Lorraine Zaromsky, she's the Dean of Health Occupations at North Central Technical College, that there are some cumbersome regulations at the state level regarding who can teach CNAs, and they would like to see some of those relaxed a little bit. So that's one hurdle. But I believe at North Central Healthcare, they are making an effort. They've got a nursing home there to train their own CNAs. So if you can be hired without without having gone through that training, and they'll pay for it as long as you agree to stay with them after you get through the training. So I think we might see more of that too.
And Gina, I want to jump in, Nora, and get Gene in on this. In your previous life as a healthcare administrator, was this a concern that for especially like this, the CNA, that not enough of them were coming out of the schools?
At least where in the areas that I worked, we did not have a difficulty with the volume of training that was available. Usually, I think you hit it on the head in the beginning where you talk about very few people actually come into the CNA job and plan to stay there for 20 years. Many, you do get students who are nursing students and come into the program and they are required to be a CNA. So maybe work 6 months, a very short time, and then go on to their next medical career. So it is very much a transient position as people move through healthcare professions. But to answer your question, no, we have the volume we need. At least so far, the volume of training we need, yes.
We're talking to Jean Bergener. She's founder of the Senior CNA Academy. Also with us, Nora Hurdle, public issues investigator at the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, looking at the certified nurse shortage in Wisconsin and one idea, bringing seniors on board to help solve that problem.
And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Does this sound like a good idea to you? Is it something you'd like to get involved in? Do you work in healthcare, and are you seeing the shortage? Are you a CNA, and what kind of work do you do? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're continuing our conversation now with Nora Hurdle, public issues investigator at the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, and Jean Bergener, founder of Senior CNA Academy, talking about the certified nurse shortage in Wisconsin. Jean's working to recruit and train seniors to help fill that gap.
I'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Does this sound like a good plan to get more certified nursing assistants on the job? Does this sound like a good idea to you? And do you work as a CNA? Talk about what the job is like, why people might get into it. And if you're a senior hearing this, you want to find out more? Would you want to do this? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. Claudia is with us in Shell Lake. Claudia, hi.
Hi, how are you? I was actually just listening in, and I worked as a CNA for a couple of years. I'm still certified, although I decided to retire from the career. My main observation was that CNAs are very underpaid and very underappreciated. In my area, they get around $8 or $9 an hour. And one of the main reasons why I decided to leave was because it wasn't worth it, breaking my back and ending up disabled and not being able to support myself. And the problem also in our area is that the nursing homes don't offer any full-time positions, so there are no benefits. And some don't even offer holiday pay. So the CNAs are at a very big disadvantage.
Claudia, thank you so much for sharing your story. Jean, from having a healthcare administrator, is there any kind of movement out there to say, hey, if we want to keep CNAs in the job, we need to pay them more, better benefits, and just a little more general appreciation along the way?
Oh, I fully support the concept that we do need to be able to pay all staff in healthcare a good wage. Difficulty comes when the reimbursement that nursing homes in particular receive come from Medicaid, primarily Medicaid funding and some Medicare funding, and those are limited funds. It's not like a retail business where you can just increase your rates. That's not possible because we're a contractor to the federal government.
And Nora, did you hear that from some other sources you talked to, that there's a little bit of a bind here based on those reimbursements?
Yeah, nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities, I believe that a lot of them rely on Medicaid and Medicare for 80% of their budgets, which leaves them very little wiggle room to offer raises to their CNAs. I know that there's some state associations that are trying to lobby for increased reimbursements at the state level, but, everyone... That's a really sticky issue, trying to get more money for Medicaid.
Claudia, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go next to Harriet in La Crosse. Harriet, hi.
There's a couple of relatives of mine that are nursing assistants, and they do not get enough hours. These people are, these or institutions are for profit, and as soon as the census goes down and the hours get cut, one of my relatives just had her hours from 5 days a week down to 3 days a week. So there's nurses' assistants out there, but they're not using them.
Harriet, thanks for that call. So another reason maybe, Gene, why it's hard to keep people in the business, if that's the case, that like many service workers, they can't count on getting the hours they need.
Are you asking that
yeah,
of me?
Yeah, Gene.
Again, when you're looking at a restricted revenue from Medicare and Medicaid, if you don't have the patients to care for, you don't have the revenue or the income coming in order to just have staff there. So it's very much if we have staff, if we have patients, we have staff. And so that can be a little difficult.
All right. Go ahead.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead, Nora.
I've heard a little bit of the opposite problem here, that there's so few CNAs that those who are in the position have to work mandatory overtime, because when you do have those patients, you have to fill shifts, because if people, a lot of people can't be left alone if they can't feed themselves or use the bathroom by themselves. So that leads to an increased burnout and more turnover.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, those are the stories I've heard in central Wisconsin.
Well, and Gene, bringing it back to these seniors who, as you mentioned, would probably be working part-time, is that maybe a safety valve for when more help is needed? They could maybe pick up two shifts in the week instead of one, so we wouldn't necessarily see that overtime and that burnout.
And that's an excellent comment. You calling it a safety valve, it gives you additional staff that you can call in when you have a large need. It's perfect. It could work. It's going to work really, really well.
Bring in another caller now as we talk about certified nursing assistants in Wisconsin. Many facilities saying, hey, we got a shortage. One of our two guests saying, hey, we've got seniors out there who are in some cases ready, willing, and able to do the work with a little training. We'll go next to Linda in Monona. Linda, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Go ahead, Linda.
Yes. My point that I wanted to get across is that I was an LPN for probably, 25 years, and about 20 of those years I worked in nursing homes and rehab centers. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, I lost my train of thought, just give me 1 second. Okay,
go ahead, Linda.
Sorry. Yes. The problem is that I worked with a lot of younger people, and those younger people ended up having physical problems. They ended up hurting themselves, even with Hoyer lifts and all these things taken into account. Mm-hmm. How do they expect seniors who are already, I'm 61 and I'm already starting to have a lot of problems with joints and things like that. It doesn't seem, I know it's a very worthwhile thing she's doing, but how does she expect seniors to do this?
Interesting.
I think what they really need to do is raise their salaries. How much a month in an average nursing home?
And Linda, we've kind of covered that salary point a bit already, but that issue of seniors not being able to do this kind of physical work, Gene, is that a concern?
Well, of course, for any time you have a job, there are going to be requirements, physical requirements for the person. Would the Senior Academy be for every person? No, but you also look that many, many seniors are very physically capable, and the use of equipment such as Hoyer lifts or any of the standing lifts, when used properly, do not injure the employees. So there's a great opportunity here.
All right. Thanks for that call. And, Linda, go ahead, Nora.
Yeah, Gene, you mentioned this to me when we talked earlier, and I think it's a really great point that, a lot of young people get into the CNA positions because it's fairly accessible and really in demand, but 18-year-olds don't necessarily have the same capacity for compassion as seniors do, and that I think that's something we haven't talked about yet, that older, you know, 55 plus, this group of people that could come in as CNAs, as long as they've got the basic, you know, their basic faculties, they also might have an increased level of compassion to do this kind of work, and it does require compassion.
And that's really interesting. And Jean, you had mentioned that a lot of these seniors might have already done this kind of care for, say, their parents. So and here now they might be taking care of their peers in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing, the other great opportunity right now in healthcare, we talk about population health and we talk about educating the population about healthcare. So a senior who goes and successfully completes the senior academy also gains a great deal of medical information in order to care also for themselves and others. So it's a, well, what do we say? It's a win-win. It's a win for the new senior who's going to be a CNA with getting a great deal of medical information. And it's a win for the patient who now has a very compassionate senior who understands and can maybe relate much better to the patient.
And Jean, talks through the timeline now. You mentioned we've got our first class of recruits ready to start getting trained. What's the timeline? When will they start showing up in a facility near us?
They will be starting on the end of February, and it's a 10-week course. It's not full-time. Much of it is online, and then we'll be ready then. But they do a clinical rotation also, and that will be at Pinecrest in Merrill.
And Nora, as we wrap up, this is a part of a solution, but you talk to some people in the industry, you say this isn't the whole solution. It's going to take a lot to solve the shortage, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's some policy fixes that folks in the industry really want to see, whether it's regulation or increased reimbursements. They say, you know, have training more people to do this work, yeah, that's going to help chip away, but there's systemic changes that need to happen as well.
Well, thanks to both of our guests. We've been talking to Nora Hurdle, public issues investigator at the USA Today Network Wisconsin, and Jean Bergener. She's founder of the Senior CNA Academy. Talk about a shortage of certified nursing assistants in Wisconsin and an effort by bringing seniors on board to start chipping away at that shortage.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farad. News from NPR and WPR is up next here on Central Time on the Ideas Network.